The Religious Society of Friends, commonly known as Quakers, began over 350 years ago when a 19-year-old Englishman named George Fox left home to find answers to the questions he had about religion. After becoming dissatisfied with the teachings of the Anglican Church, Fox traveled throughout the countryside preaching. For Fox, the church was the people, not the building, and all men and women could minister the Word of God, not only church officials. It was ideas like these that became the foundation for what is now known as the Religious Society of Friends. Fox continued to travel and preach throughout his early 20s. However, his messages were not well received by church officials of the time. Fox was routinely jailed and driven out of town for his views. But the message of George Fox was understood and embraced by many who heard him speak. Before long, there were hundreds who called themselves friends and traveled like Fox did, spreading the message of early Quakers. Today, the Religious Society of Friends exists throughout Europe, the Americas, Asia, and Africa. Though small as a religious body, Quakers are well known for international humanitarian action through organizations such as the American Friends Service Committee, for support of young men and women seeking to be recognized as having conscientious objection to military service, and for testimonies to peace, simplicity, equality, and nonviolence. The youth of today's Religious Society of Friends has very much followed the path laid out by George Fox. Innovative, inquisitive, and deeply committed to understanding and living the testimonies with which they were raised, they are at the same time trying to fit the expectations others have of them as normal teenagers. I recently had the opportunity to sit down with 20 Quaker youth who ranged in age from 13 to 26 to talk about the role Quakerism plays in their lives. I asked them questions like, how do they explain their Quakerism to others? What is different about their Quakerism compared to the Quakerism of their parents' generation? And why is it important to spend time with other Quaker youth? Their answers, as you will hear as part of this listening project, are honest, straightforward, and inspiring. Many of these teens and young adults are the only young Quakers in their communities and schools. Some are the only young friends in their meetings. Daniel Montgomery and Daniel, Jeremy, and Nathan Kopic are from Cincinnati, Ohio. Alana Reimerman, Ruth Schultz, and Eric Underwood are from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Madeline George and Stephen Dominic are from Chicago, Illinois. Heather Myers, Anthony Norlin, Jim Plank, Hannah Lell, and Cree Anderson are from various cities in Michigan. Jeffrey Black, Lucas Young, and Trevor Monroe are from various cities in Wisconsin. Greg Woods is from Columbia, Missouri, and currently attends Earlham College in Richmond, Indiana. Stu Breyer joined these Midwest friends from Baltimore, Maryland. My name is Breeze Lutke-Stallman, and I myself am a Midwestern Quaker. I'm 26 years old, was raised at Penn Valley Monthly Meeting in Kansas City, Missouri, and am today a member at 57th Street Meeting in Chicago, Illinois. The audio included here was recorded at the second annual Quake That Rocked the Midwest. Those in attendance had a diverse range of experience with other Quaker youth gatherings. Some had attended Friends General Conference annual gatherings for years, while others were attending a gathering like this one for the first time. We learned a lot from each other in doing this project, both about how we define our Quakerism and how it's influencing our lives. We hope you enjoy what you hear.